night there is no washing of feet in our churches. There is no breaking of bread, no pouring out of the cup, these things which Jesus has commanded. Later this week there is no water bath, no anointing with oil, as would be usual. No laying on of hands, no embracing in peace, no feasting for resurrection's sake. Tonight there is no washing of feet. There are many things not available to us right now because of the pandemic. We cannot even bury our dead as we ordinarily would. And I worry because to Christians the body matters. I worry that we Christians might fall into bad habits which make it seem that the body does not matter. I worry that this virtual way of being together will seduce us into thinking that this way is really okay. That it is not only a sufficient practice for this extraordinary season, but that it might be a sufficient substitute going forward. That we kind of like it this way because it is easier, it's less messy. But the body is messy. Feet are unseemly. I have seen my own feet, and I have washed countless others. Trust me. They are not necessarily pretty. Black toenails, cracked skin, calluses, skin rusty with dirt, toes a splay. Dear friends, all that is normal, and all that is not just fine. It is holy. But we do not face any of these things tonight. I worry that we might fall into an ancient and ever-current heresy that splits body from spirit and says, spirit good, body bad. The religion of the Incarnation says no. Very idea of that, because in Christ God has dwelt, and dwelt not just as an idea, not just as spirit, but in the same unseemly flesh that all of us are. I worry about us who have been told in the living of our days that we are unlovely and unlovable, that our body is not only awkward, but that it is wrong, that we will be seduced into thinking that all these things are true, and even believe that who we are is wrong. I worry that every body negative message floating around in this culture will find new ways to tell us lies. I worry that we will not recognize that the face of an old man, an old woman, the one set with a thousand wrinkles, is in fact the face that is beautiful. Most of all, I worry that we might forget about the others, the strangers, and all their in-flesh realities, the odor of humanity, the droopy eye, the bandy-legged gait, the raspiness of another's loud voice, singing out of tune, which is actually part of the music that is life lived together. That we will disregard the unloveliness of feet, which we prefer not to look at, let alone touch. That we will not see the annoying stranger whom God puts in front of us to teach us something new about Jesus. One second century Christian thinker wrote that the flesh is the hinge of salvation. Flesh is the hinge of salvation. It matters. Everything swings on this truth. What we are doing tonight is not only okay for now, it is necessary for now. But it cannot become our new normal. Christ Jesus' body hung on the cross. His dear flesh lay in the tomb. His flesh lay there. Thence he arose in transformed body, ascended high, flesh made new. It is as if we have to touch human flesh ourselves in order to feel and know that death and resurrection are true. The body learns truths which the mind will ignore. My hands know how to tie a bow tie. I'm not wearing this outfit. I'm going out to something special. Likely I'll be wearing a bow tie instead. My hands know how to tie one. But if I get into my head, if I overthink tying a tie, I will forget. I have seen me do it. My hands know how to do this. The body knows when the mind becomes useless. So, washing feet, sharing holy food, bathing in holiness, anointing with sweet smelling stuff, embracing in Christ's peace. These are disciplines not available to us at the moment, but they remain necessary disciplines which teach salvation to the body, that flesh which is so often wiser than we recognize. Amen.